This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just quick, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our pre-match press conference preview our game against Tottenham. We'll start off with Vinny and Sky.
Sean, I just wanted to start with the situation regarding profit and sustainability. What impact does the Premier League charge have on yourself and the players, if any, particularly given the implication a points deduction could have if the club was to be
found? There's no situation guilty at the moment. The club's statement, I think, covers everything. You know, things before my time, they've covered it in the club statement, so I'm happy to go along with that and more focused on what's going on the pitch, quite obviously.
Have you been given any further assurances, though, that the club has done no wrong? Because obviously Pep Guardiola's been in a bit of a different situation to yourself, but he was given assurances and said, if the opposite was found to be true, then he would consider his position. So
I think it covers that in the statement, you know, from what they said. And the rest of it is down to the powers that be, you know, to do anything they need to do. So the club have just assured me that the statement is correct. And then, as I said, the rest of it will go down to the powers that be to do what they have to do.
In terms of planning for the future, does it impact at all on the ability to bring players in during the summer?
Not that I know of. You know, I think at the minute we're really focusing on what's going on now. Of course, there's background views of the future, but you know, working with the squad now, working, you know, to get more points, quite obviously, and to make sure we get what we all want, which is to be in the Premier League.
And with that background noise, what understanding do you now have as to why the fans are protesting against the board of directors of the football club?
I think that was not relevant to any statements that are coming out. I think that's been a long-term thing. You know, it's certainly from a distance. I don't think it was under the radar. I think it was apparent. The fans weren't happy about different things at the club. Since I've been here, I must say they've been terrific with us and the team. You know, and that's all I could ask for when I got here. You know, because it's before my time. All the noise from fans about different reasons and different, you know, how they felt that they wanted to put across their reasons, but I could only ask for them to back the team, and they have. They've been magnificent in doing so, and the team responded with that, so vice versa. We want that connection, we want to align with the fans, and it starts with on the pitch, and that's what we're trying to do.
In terms of what you want to do on the pitch as well, how useful has the international break been? I'm just thinking Nathan Patterson obviously had a decent experience of minutes under the belt, James Garner getting minutes as well.
Yeah, I think for that reason, and then some have got more minutes in other games, and then the group that are left behind, they got a few days off, but they've certainly done some work as well, and I think they look fresh, actually, and the way they've trained in the last 3 days. So, yeah, I've been pleased overall. Nothing too major come back on the injury front either, so that's helpful, particularly with Ammer playing both games and stuff like that. So, you know, so far, so good. And a couple of them are back in today, with Alex coming back in as well. So, yeah, it's good to see them.
So how is Dominic Calvert-Lewin as well? Has he trained with the group today? How close is he?
He hasn't trained with the group, but he's back on the grass again and has been. So he's making progress, which is good. He had that tiny niggle on the injury, a different, slightly different area, but he's making very good progress. So we're happy with that at the moment.
No timescale?
No timescale. I don't do that anyway. And certainly when we're just trying to get him back to full fitness, as I call it, or as close to, of course.
Do you feel, even without him at the minute, beginning to carry more of a goal threat, whether it's Damari playing through the middle, Ellis, Neil?
Well, the stats have improved since we've been here. You know, on some of the markers that you want, getting bodies in the box, getting better quality going into the box, getting better quality of chances, and, of course, different scorers. And, you know, I made it clear, it's always been my mentality. You know, if players go out the side, then it's a good opportunity for someone else. And then beyond that, the responsibility is the whole team to score goals. And I think we're showing good signs of that. You know, being productive from different areas of the pitch, in different formats, different ways, and trying to affect games. And I've always said effective football is what I want from the team, and we're showing good signs of that.
Even with the change of management at Spurs as well, I suppose Spurs' goal threat doesn't really change too much. How do you go about keeping Harry Kane quiet, who's now England's all-time leading goalscorer?
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations to him. You know, he's a... I'm lucky enough to know him a little bit as well, and you know, fantastic fellow that he is, all round professional. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, he'll be aware. It's not just about him. They've got good players there in general. But of course, he's a threat. He has been season after season, and even when he gets questioned, he certainly shuts the question down pretty quickly with what he does. But like I said, there's a good team there. I know there's a bit of noise there and varying things going on, it seems. But at the end of the day, they've still got a good group of players there, and we've got to be ready for that.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean, obviously going into the international break, you extended it to 3 games unbeaten. What are the positives that you've seen that gave you heart going through that period and now carrying into the final round?
I think the balance, you know, I think it's fair to say we've had a better sort of defensive structure over the weeks that I've been here, and I think now we're beginning to just find that balance between that and transitioning into attacking, and there seems to be a better feel to that. You know, it's hard to explain, but the transition moment and adapting to it and seeing the picture early, I think that's improving. The work ethic both ways, we're asking them to work obviously defensively, but then how quickly can you transition both with your eyes and how quickly you see the game, but then also the physical side of it. And I think we're seeing better signs of that. And like I said, being effective as well, you know, trying to affect the game in different ways. And I think there's certainly signs of that, better signs of that. Especially, you know, last couple of away games, scoring 2 away, which hasn't been that obvious, you know, for quite a while at Everton Football Club. So another step forward, and a reasonable return of points. There's a couple that got away from us. The Forest game got away from us from a mistake.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I think actually probably the toughest one for me as a manager was the performance against Villa, because I thought it was a very good performance and probably warranted better out of the game than we got, but sometimes that's the way it goes.
In these situations, quite often people talk about a relegation battle and which teams have character. Did you see more of that in the manner with which you've gotten points against Chelsea than perhaps have been seen games before?
No, I think I've seen it since I've got to the club. You know, I've been very happy with the way the players have adapted on the training pitch and they're taking it into games. So I just think it reaffirms it when, you know, you go down to Chelsea. Yeah, again, a bit of noise about Chelsea this season. They've still got some very, very strong players, very good players. And they were on a good run of form, of course, when we got down there. But I think the relentless mentality I've spoken to the group about, something I believe in wholeheartedly, things can change in football very quickly. So you have to stay on it all the way through the game. And every minute is important, every second is important. And I think that's growing. I think that mentality is growing. And I just think it was a strong sign of it down at Chelsea when Alba came back from being down twice and then scored a very good goal to nick a very good point.
Speaking to Dwight McNeil and James Tarkowski yesterday, they both spoke about the importance of taking on responsibility and taking the game to the opposition. Now, the last time playing at Goodison, ahead inside 60 seconds, it doesn't often happen like that, but I guess if you get on the front foot, no matter who the opposition is, that makes this place a real advantage.
I've always believed in it. It's just that, you know, you play some teams, they're very strong teams, and it's hard to constantly be on the front foot, to use that old expression. So there are times when you have to play more tactically and defend more tactically, but there are games, as you suggest, when we go, you know, we want to go on the front foot early in the games. And it's fair to say, like most teams, you tend to be a little bit more open to that at home, with the feel of a home stand, particularly ours, you know, the way that it's going with the fans behind us and stuff. But we try and do that. It's the way that I've always wanted a side to work. It's just that some teams you play, you know, and some very strong teams in the Premier League, and sometimes it doesn't look like you're trying to do that, even though you are. And then you've got to work in a different fashion. And I think we're finding that blend of different ways of affecting games, both defensively and in attack, no matter who we're playing, and that's important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Rich.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Hey, sure.
Hey. You and Ellis Sims have both spoken about a conversation you had ahead of the Chelsea game about what
I didn't see what he said. What did he have to say?
What did he have to say? Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
I'll ask him after.
Yeah, he was very complimentary, don't worry.
Well, than him. What's the right answer?
I just wondered, have you used this international break to work even more closely with him, particularly if Dominic isn't quite back?
No, not particularly. They worked hard anyway, and they got a few down days, and then coming back in, just reaffirming some stuff with him, some clips, and you know, some information shared, but not too much. You know, he's still relatively young. He's still adapting to what it is to be in the Premier League, and I think the way that we work on a daily basis will affect him anyway. And then just adding into it, really, with some analytics and the coaching staff showing some analytics and some feedback for it. But you know, it's not solved. A player doesn't just become a good player straight away overnight. He's got a very good goal, a goal that we think he can score with his power and his pace. And now learning about his body, learning about using his body, you know, that's going to be an effective part of his game. And some of the details of being a striker, you know, getting across the right side of the pitch, hold-up play, the importance of hold-up play, the importance of defending from the front. So these are all different areas of his game that we're trying to slowly but surely rub off on. And he's going about his business quite nicely at the minute, and he's beginning to get what we're talking about. Some players, you know, pick it up very quickly, some it takes a bit of time. But he's working his game, which is good.
Seamus Coleman was praised in the week for his performance for the Republic of Ireland. I just wondered, you know, he's somebody that seems to always, no matter which manager he's playing for, whether it's club or country, that they just seem to love everything that he's about. Since you've been working with him, how have you found him, and given the stage he's at in his career, how impressive is it, the performances?
I think that, you know, it's something I got told very young. I've said it in many talks, many times in the media, great attitude is everything, and he's got that. And, you know, to every challenge that's come his way down the years, I'll bet you any money that's been part of the thing, and his talent, of course, but part of the thing that's got him through some awkward times so that he can enjoy the good times. And I think that's why everyone speaks so well of him, because his attitude towards everything, he's a good, just a good person to be around when you talk with him. He's good on the training pitch, the way he rubs off in his own style as well. You know, he is himself, he's very authentic. I don't think he tries to copy anyone with his style. He will speak to players in the way that he thinks is the right way, and he does it very well. And then behind that is, of course, his performance levels. I mean, since me and my staff have been here, he's been a joy. You know, the way he's performed both on and off the pitch. We want him to continue that, of course. But it's not a surprise that everyone spoke so highly when I got here about him. And, of course, people in the game in general speak so highly about him.
Nathan Patterson featured briefly in the Scotland. Is he something that will be in your plans for Monday night, or is it still too soon?
He's still a young player developing, and there's a lot more to come from him. But he got injured pretty quick, and now he's over that, which is good. I know he's played a bit early season as well here, so there's still a lot of development in him, but he's going about it in the right way now that he's fit, of course. And yeah, getting, you know, fantastic win the other night for them, and he got a little piece of it as well, which is great for him.
Do you like working with the younger players?
Well, it's my background, to be honest. I you know, people forget, I came out of playing and went straight with an under-18 group at Watford and thoroughly enjoyed it, learned a lot about myself, a lot about coaching, a lot about working with younger players. So it's certainly something that I've always believed in, but the idea of development has been part of the reason why I became a coach and a manager. I felt I could give something back that maybe I was missing in my career, so or a better version of it. And that was my start point, and I still believe in it now, whether you're Seamus Coleman or whether you're, you know, a young player just coming into the first team squad, I still believe that there's development to be had. You know, the game teaches you the most in your career, but there are ways that you can guide players to get more from what they learn as players, and I think we try and do that, and I like it when that happens, and I like it when it gets fed back to you. I saw a couple of players I've worked with in the week, had a bit of dinner with them. I caught with Tommy and Dave Jones, and they were sharing back with us, you know, what they learned and how they felt about it when we played, when they were under us at Burnley. So I think that's a nice thing for coaches and managers, you know, when that happens, and I enjoy that side of you know, being a manager, a coach, whichever it is.
Good luck for Monday.
Thank you.
Julie. Go to Andrew Press. Thank you.
Hi, Sean. Just on Tottenham, obviously it's been a turbulent couple of weeks there. Could it be a good time to be facing it?
But all the things that get said about these times, and, you know, there's varying reasons why it gets said, of course, but at the end of the day, the whistle blows. You know, you're playing against a good group of players without a shadow of a doubt. They're still going pretty well in the league for all the noise. You know, they're certainly a side to be reckoned with. And you have to make sure that you're on your performance level. I say it all the time because it's important to remember it as a group. Anything that's helpful, if it is helpful, then we'll take it, of course. But it always starts with us. You know, every game starts with us. Are we prepared? Are we mentally and physically prepared? Are we organised? Do we know everything we've got to do to try and win a game? So that'll be my key focus, that's for sure.
And from what you know of them, what would you expect from Christian Spleeny and Ryan Mason?
Well, he had that spell of covering a few games. So, you know, I don't think there'll be radical. There might be radical change. I doubt it. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, the good thing with the Premier League and the players that I've got here, they've experienced a lot during this season and other seasons for some of them. Coming across different tactical situations, different playing styles, etc., etc. So you've got to be adaptable and flexible. So we will be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Any further questions in the open section? No? Okay, we'll move on to the paint.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.